This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Affair with Ikara Freeman. If you play this podcast, your life will be better. And Cool Britannia is the subject tonight. It's a subject quite close to Brett and myself, and we're going to have some fun with it. Perhaps not as much as you guys out there listening. Now, in late 1990s Britain, there were two very prominent girl groups whose names you could not escape, and both Brett and myself are on opposing teams. For the duration of tonight's show, neither Brett nor myself can mention the actual name of either of these bands under penalty of karaoke. You guys, however, can try to trip us off as much as possible. Joysters, the first ever Don't Say the Word Affair starts right now. The Affair with Ikara Freeman on Joy 94.9.
Oh my. We won't talk about that nice little error that just occurred. Oh, actually, no. Share with the lovely people.
That was an error. You forgetting to turn on my microphone. It wasn't an error. Hickey was just very confused as to what was going on and why he wasn't going to air, but his headphones weren't plugged in.
So, yes, you could hear me, but I could not hear myself.
Yes, you're in my ears, that's for sure. And we are in the listener's ears as well.
Yes, welcome to The Affair on Joy 94.9. I'm Hikara Freeman, and I'm joined here with our month and soon to be permanent co-presenter, Mr. Brett Sweeting.
Hello, yes. Radio talk over the top of the other announcer. Yes, bet you're glad I'm becoming permanent. Love it. Welcome to Joy 94.9, quality radio.
Quality radio, 0427 Joy 949, or as I've been remonstrated, 0427-569-949, because apparently the person I'm living with loves to give me a bunch of crap for the fact that they can't, you know, there is no numbers on the pads anymore.
Isn't there?
No, you know, if...
I don't know, everything's programmed into my phone.
Yes, and you've got two new phones.
No, I've got one new phone, yeah. But I'm in the process of changing to the new phone, and I'm in that awkward phase where it rings and
it's
I'm not
like
sure
coming out of the closet. I'm
no,
sorry.
Because the thing is, I've gone... look, I shouldn't say brand names, but I've gone from 5 years of using an iPhone over to another brand, and every time you get an iPhone, it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
Just, you know, it's slightly bigger or there's a couple of new features on it. And this one, I'm just sitting there going, I've got no idea what I'm doing. And there was this awful moment on Thursday night when I was switching the phones over where I thought I was going to have to enter all my contacts by hand the new phone, because you can't save your contacts onto your SIM card and then just put the SIM card in the new phone. So I had to set up a Gmail account and copy them all to there. Anyway,
oh, heavens to Murgatroyd. Heavens forbid you actually have to set up a Gmail account.
Well, I've already got like three different email accounts. So anyway.
Oh, do you know how many I've got? I've got seven. There's a good argument for it. It's because basically
it's living a double, triple, quadruple life.
I've got septuple lights. But now that we're getting ahead of ourselves because we need to explain the game. Okay. So there are banned words.
Yeah. Okay. Banned words.
Banned.
B-A-N-N-E-D, B-A-N-D.
Oh, ooh.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I did.
It's educational as well.
We're very edumacational. Now, you get use of one each of the following words.
One use.
Yes, one use. Sporty, baby, scary, posh, and ginger, even though you aren't, and technically under ginger rules, you know, you really shouldn't say the word ginger if you aren't.
Okay, so can you have one of these, or you can use all together?
You can use one of these only once.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try to not use them at all, or the name of the group that those people were members of.
Yes.
And if I talk really slowly tonight, it's because I'm really trying hard.
Okay, now you're going to have to read off my list.
Okay, so your forbidden fruit list includes Blatt, Lewis, Appleton, Chasnay, a three-letter word that means everything, and a six-letter word that means a collective of holy figures.
And the words Mel and Melanie are now banned for both of us.
Okay. They duplicate across the two.
Yes. So there will the first to crack karaoke's one of the songs that we're featuring tonight.
Yes, indeed. Which I'm almost tempted to deliberately crack because I love karaoke, but it's not quite the same when you're not on a stage. And yeah, we'll see how we go.
Remember, I got the microphones. I'm behind the panel. I
and actually, when you say karaoke, karaoke's not quite as good if there's no backing track. That's not really karaoke. That's just wailing.
Well, so first up is a collective band of females who have a song that was their original song, and it is called I Know Where It's At. I Know Where It's At, performed by women who came up with a name of a band that is a area of London. Yes.
Is it? It's not an area of London that I'm familiar with.
It's on the Tube.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
I swear, just right next to Cockfosters.
Hey, this is completely off topic, but a friend of mine, when I lived in London, went to a party and you had to go dressed as a tube station. And it gives
he did not go. Did he go dressed as Cockfosters?
No, he didn't. He went with six girls, and they went as seven sisters. But yeah. And if you ever look at the tube map, there's miles of mileage there for what you could go
Green
dressed
Park,
up to a party.
Green Park. I'm just trying to think. No,
Tunstall Green. How would you go to a party dressed as Tunstall Green?
0427 Joy 949 1300 Joy 949 on air at joy.org.au. Share your memories of Cool Britannia and also try to trip either Brett or myself up by mentioning the name of two of the 90s biggest British UK.
Good.
Wait, that's yeah. I said British UK. That's
British
a bit,
UK. Yeah.
Yeah. That's redundant. But not redundant are these messages coming up right now on Joy 94.9. Joy 94.9, the beat of London. I've always just wanted to say that.
Yes.
It's so not, but we aren't. Well, you know.
It's not. It's a group not. That tonight I'll be called calling the Seasoning Young Female.
Oh, hey. Good one.
Yes, that takes me back to back in the day when I used to work at Harrods. Every Wednesday, Thursday and Friday night, we would go to the pub and most nights I would end up on a table singing that song.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was always on the jukebox. And that's one of those songs that you have to sing in the accent, like you always try to sound which particular one is singing at the time.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, there's a lot of singers like that, but that's a really bad song for us.
Well, that's only because, you know, the one that married the soccer player.
See, the one that doesn't sing very much.
Yeah, but she does
very well.
No, I think she does sing very well.
Lim loves her.
Okay, I love her too because, do you remember when that one that we're referring to and Dane Bowers?
Yeah, but
okay,
she
they
was,
released that.
I'm out of my mind. But if she was auto-tuned beyond belief.
Yeah, but that was when auto-tune was considered cool. I mean, Cher. I mean, oh, by the way. Have you heard Cher's new song?
It's dreadful.
It's crap.
Yes, but apparently the album is out in September, I think, and I've heard that it's better than the single would suggest.
Yeah, like Believe. Yeah, I'm sure. I remember watching Cher on Top of the Pops. I know that you have seen this too. Okay. I was sitting there thinking, like, lady, do you move? I mean, literally, her whole, like, I know the Top of the Pops, you know, stage
set
was about
very small.
Yeah, it was like the set of like a bar stool or something like that. And like literally, but I'm just saying
the Pet Shop Boys filled that stage. That's how small it is. If you haven't seen it,
okay. But still, I was like, Cher, move now. Now, continuing on with our '90s theme. Now there is this lovely show that we're gonna glass over. But okay, we would not be doing due justice to the '90s in the UK if we didn't mention TFI Friday.
Yes,
the show presented by Chris Evans. Chris Evans, a man that we can describe as, I don't really, how can we diplomatically describe him, right?
He was, he had a coloured hair that I'm not allowed to mention.
Yes.
And glasses. He's a little bit nerdy, but almost kind of ochre at the same time.
Yeah, without being actually from Australia.
I'm trying to think of an Australian equivalent to him, and there isn't. Really,
unfortunately, we're too sexy down here in Australia.
Yes, yes, but he's a very wealthy man.
Oh, he's extremely wealthy. Well, he bought out Virgin Radio.
That's right.
Yes, and but I remember very vividly, and this probably is a doom little star on my radio career right now. He said once on air, I woke up this morning in a gutter and I had no idea where the hell I was.
Yes, he lived a very wild life there for a while.
He got married to Billy Piper.
Little Billy Piper.
Billy Piper whore.
Yeah, look, when I knew Little Billy Piper, she was an innocent little poppet singing Honey to the Bee. That's you for me. That was a long time before she decided to sex things up and then go on to be, what's that, Diaries of a...
Diary of a call girl. Yes, yeah. I know. Imagine that. Literally, you grew up thinking,
she was like 16.
Yes,
and she was this little poppet and, you know, danced around. Singing Honey to the Bee. Then she kind of
became,
did the usual thing that little innocent poppets do where they try to become more
sexy.
Yeah,
but she did this all. But was she doing Doctor Who in tandem?
No, Doctor Who was a little bit later.
Okay, so she got what's the expression we like to say? She got worked out. And then she actually did a good job of it. Now, the other final thing we have to talk about, the trains. Now,
not the tube, trains.
Yes, the trains. Now, when we were both in the UK, was a very seminal year because the National Rail or Brit Rail got privatized or franchised out. One of the infamous franchises was Connex.
Yeah, it's a name that will be familiar to the Melbourne listeners of the show.
Yes. And, God, yes, 0427.
For those who aren't familiar with it, it introduced a new phrase called I've been Connexed. It's for when you turn up to work half an hour late.
Now, Connex, and share your memories of Connex, 0427 Joy 949, on air at joy.org.au, 1-300-JOY-949 to see someone possibly run around like a chicken with its head cut off. Connex was not necessarily popular in the UK, but they actually, I think they were the biggest franchisee.
I couldn't say.
But
I'm not
you,
a train spotter.
But you, alas, you fair dodged, don't you?
I did, first time and only time in my life. I never fair dodge. I'm a very honest citizen. But it was kind of tempting because I caught the overland train, which is kind of like catching a V-line train here. So there's no ticket gates at the station. And it kind of skirted around the outside of London because I was going from Kilburn, which is near Hampstead, over to Chiswick.
Chiswick.
And Anyway, so my fare for the week was £11.30 or something like that. If you got caught fare evading, the fine was, bom, 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 £10. So you had to get caught twice a week to make it worth your while to buy a ticket. Anyway, I didn't do it all the time, and I do not encourage that type of behaviour, and I do not fare dodge here.
I'm sitting in horror, but you know, you realise you can't say crap to me now about living in Luton, considering that you had to commute to Chiswick.
Yeah, I have no problem commuting to Chiswick.
Yeah.
I worked on the 17th floor of the only multi-story building for about 10 kilometres. It was great because it's out towards Heathrow, yeah, if anyone doesn't know. And you could literally watch the planes coming in their 30-second breaks. On a clear day, you could line them up. They were like ants running across the ground. It was great.
Chiswick. So I'm going to stay.
Okay, there's not a lot in Chiswick, but we had our own subsidised cafeteria, so I didn't care.
It's still Chiswick.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, next on our subject list will be Coronation Street versus EastEnders, which is a very interesting topic. It's a little bit more ribald than I think Home and Away versus Neighbours, I think.
Oh, who cares?
Oh, come on. You know you watched one of them.
No, I didn't. Not Home and Away or Neighbours. No.
No. Between Coronation Street.
Oh, I could go for that one.
Yeah. Oh, see, and then we'll...
no one cares about the Home and Away versus Neighbours.
I know, and that makes me cry. But first now, a song by the group of girls named after a tube station or also a place of worship or several other collectives. You're not helping me out.
No, I'm just waiting for you to talk yourself into a hole.
And a song called Black Coffee. Except that's not it. Nights on the beach, walking, always silent, never talking. Then you call my name, and I know inside I love you. Sail away, I miss you more until you see the shore. There I will be waiting, anticipating. Each moment is new.
We'll be right back.
Joy 94.9. Are you having a good time? That was
The Blankety Blanks with Blank Up Your Life. Yes. As we like to
and
say.
We blank up your life. And now we have apparently blanked up the life of Michelle in North Melbourne, haven't we?
We have, yes. Michelle sent us a message, which you can too, on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au, saying great show. She used to work across the road in Chiswick at Chiswick 1. I wonder if she used to fare invade as well. She'd also like to give us a big shout out to Donna, who is lovely.
Yes. There you go, Michelle. Hello, Donna. Hello. Ayup, Donna.
And, God, he's doing accents now.
Yes, I'm not going to be doing that many more accents, but we have to talk. We were going to talk first about Coronation Street, but we have to mention Take That.
Oh, sorry, that was such a nerdy laugh because I'm just... Oh.
Okay, first off, now, Take That was huge everywhere except for the US. I'm bitter about that.
Yeah, and look, they were much bigger in the UK than they were here, obviously, but they were huge.
They were huge.
They were huge. It was Beatlemania-ish.
Yes. When Take That was actually about Ready to Break Up, which was about early 97, around the time we...
Yeah, I couldn't put a date on it without...
It was like very early 97. There was actually a helpline.
Yeah, for all the little teenage girls who were so upset that Take That were breaking up, they actually set up like a 1-800 emergency counseling line called the Take That helpline that you could ring up.
Take That's good.
Yeah.
You can still move on. Take That's good.
Yeah.
And you, my dear Mr.
Well, and when we were talking about that during the break, I had this awful flashback that I used to date this guy in London for a couple of months, and he was obsessed by Take That, and he was literally like a teenage girl in a 30-year-old man's body. Not a very good body either, by the way. But anyway,
you can tell the relationship didn't go that well.
For his birthday, he was so obsessed. I bought him like a £4.99 Take That birthday cake from Woolworths, which had like, you know, those that like hard icing where they make photos out of it.
Yes.
So at like 5 points around the outside of the cake was like a head of Robbie and Gary and Howard. And in the middle was the Take That symbol. And it was one of those revolting cakes that you get from the supermarket with so much cream and cream in inverted commas. Was foul. But he loved it. He was so happy. He cried.
He cried.
Big shout out to you, Gary.
Oh, ouch. Mm. Was he a northerner too?
Originally, not really north. He was he was north of London originally, but I knew him in London.
He was home countries kind of guy.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, we have to mention EastEnders versus Coronation Street. We know Australia has Home and Away versus Neighbours, or pretty much, you know, indifference versus indifference.
Mm-hmm.
EastEnders versus Coronation Street, which one were you?
EastEnders. Because EastEnders many years ago had 1 year here on the ABC when it first started back in the 80s. So I had seen that when I was about 2 years old, because I'm very young. So I was kind of familiar with it, but we'd all heard of Coronation Street because it had been going for, you know, 800 years or something at the time. So, and my flatmates were EastEnders as well. So
I was split, because I actually had Northern and Southern flatmates. I lived in Luton, and I've talked about that many times on air, none of which with you and none of which I'm going to illuminate you on because I'm going to make you ask that question. But as they get ready to arrest me, apparently, if you're in the background,
it's gritty.
It's gritty.
Urban Melbourne.
Exactly. But that was the reason why I didn't like EastEnders, because I actually liked Coronation Street.
EastEnders was too gritty.
Yeah, they just seemed like how sad could we possibly make everyone every single week?
Yeah, it is. Well, you'd be depressed too if you lived in Albert Square, really.
Yeah.
The highlight of your day was going to the laundromat. Yeah. But I'll tell you, I went to Blackpool on a holiday with Gary the Take That fan, actually. And they have this thing called the Illuminations in Blackpool, where all down the street, it's kind of like, I was going to say it's kind of like Brighton, but that doesn't help because I'm talking about Brighton, England.
Yeah.
So it's a sad seaside town.
It's like St. Kilda.
Yeah, but it's had its day. It was one of those towns that was huge back in the day. It used to be where everyone went for holidays, and now there's not a lot there except for an old beaten theme park. And Chris Lowe from
Pet Shop
Boys.
Did you just say an old beat?
An old beaten theme park. Anyway, all the way down the Illuminations, which is basically a light stuck on the top of a pole all the way down the main street, were posters of the heads of the Coronation Street.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know if it was there permanently or just a display or what the story was, because I didn't know who they were.
Well,
luckily, Gary the Take That Man could sort it out for me.
I just like the fact that he's called Gary the Take That Fat.
That's not usually what he gets called when I'm talking about him, but anyway.
We're going to now make reference to Gary the Take That Fan as often as possible. And hopefully Gary the Take That Fan is a long sleeper and doesn't know that Joy exists.
Awesome. I have not heard from him in many, many years after he ripped off my credit card.
Oh, wow. That's another story that we'll be finding out. Remember, it's a good thing you're permanent now.
I've got many of these.
Now, one of the reasons why I actually have to say I like Coronation Street is because I've heard Julian Simmons. Now, the name Julian Simmons may not mean anything to you, but listen to the way that he gives the continuity in Northern Ireland announcing Coronation Street.
But now in the UTV, wiser than some girls just don't realise that once a lying, cheating, two-timing bigamist, always a lying, cheating, two-timing bigamist. A leopard never changes its spots, especially when it's got a nose like a cooker hood in Coronation Street. But now in the UTV, we've said it before and we'll say it again, when you play with fire, you're going to get burned. And although Kevin and Molly may not turn into fireballs of the night, the two of them are going to get well and truly singed after doing all in a swanky hotel while Sally's packing her frocks in Coronation Street. But now on the UTV, as Jack Duckworth prepares to move out of his house, what is he going to do with Big Vera's ashes? Should he take them to Connie's house? Will Connie want to give Big Vera's ashes house room? Well, wait till I tell you. She better. Or Big Vera will be giving her a severe dig in the bake from beyond the grave in Coronation Street.
And Coronation Street.
I wonder what did happen to Big Vera's ashes.
I'm trying to remember Big Vera. Actually, do you watch Doc Martin?
No.
You don't watch Doc Martin.
I don't really watch TV.
You don't watch TV and you're
that's,
on this
that's
show.
That's a story for a whole other show.
And you're on this show and you don't watch TV.
Mm.
Do you realize you'll now have to basically read so much?
I used to watch TV back when it was quality.
Oh. You know what?
Anyway, if you know what's happened to Big Vera's ashes, please SMS us on 0427JOY949 or email us on air at joy.org.au. As Donna has, who just got a shout out from Michelle, so she's sending a reply one back, and she's also dobbing in Michelle as a Fair Evader in Chiswick.
Ooh.
All the cool people did it.
I did in Fair Evade. I decided...
It's only a Chiswick thing.
I know, because... You know, I was in Luton. We had more important. Mm. We had more pressing things going on. Mm. Now, can I say to you now, the we're still. I believe we're still. We have yet to break the code yet.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm okay, so yes, come in. We want you to try trip us up. We haven't yet, and I am not going to trip up now. However, I'm going to refer to the band from which. Certain people with interesting names, and allegedly one of them is only talented, reformed, actually, in the early 2000s.
No one really cared that they disbanded, but they did apparently reform.
And they actually had a very good track, of which it was called a song, but it shares the same title with the Aretha Franklin / Nami Amuro one.
Yes.
But it's not the same song. It's called Rocksteady. Joy and I for Report 9, and that was Stop
by the Blankety Blank.
By the Blankety Blank.
Or the Seasoning Young Females.
Seasoning
as we're
Young.
Them tonight.
The seasoned estrogen efficient.
Do you know what? I actually went to thesaurus.com to try to come up with an alternative to the name of that band, and seasoning was the closest thing I could get.
Seasoning?
Yeah. I was going to use herb, except when I looked into what the actual definition of the two were, they didn't quite correspond. So.
Plus, I always mean, every time you say herb, everyone wants to say peaches.
Yes.
Yes, they do. Now, we have to talk about a certain man that we held in high esteem, high being the operative word, Jamie Theakston.
Yes. Now, we were talking about Chris Evans earlier, who was a not particularly attractive television presenter. Imagine the exact opposite.
Oh, yes.
Jamie Theakston,
although he got fat.
But he did start off his career as a model.
Yes.
So he's tall and thin, and his hair is thinning now, though, I do believe.
He's very apparently down below. How should we say? His Tasmania is burgeoning.
Yes. No, that is the rumor, and many people would have been familiar with it because he basically was romantically involved with any young celebrity female in the late 90s, including a couple of members, or at least one member of the band that you're not mentioning the name of tonight.
Yes. That actually has, of which two members are named for a certain city in the state of Wisconsin.
Yes. So, yes, Jamie Theakston. He also did something, if you want to check him out. He did a show called Rock Profile with the guys from Little Britain, which is great, in which he plays himself. He's basically a music journalist.
Yeah.
And the guys from Little Britain are dressed up as various artists.
They did Wham, if I'm not mistaken.
They did Wham. They did Wham a couple of times, I think.
I think they did Frankie.
They did George Michael with one of the members of the group that I'm not mentioning. Remember, they were besties there for a while.
Oh yes,
yeah. They did a good one for that. They did Shirley
with the
Bassey,
red and the white and the blue.
Shirley Bassey and Tom Jones. That was a great one. Some of them are a bit rubbish, but some of them are great. So you can pick it up for like $13.
Oh yeah, because
in the
they're
DVD
all
shop.
They used to air right after that. Now, one of the shows that Jamie Theakston used to do was the infamous Live and Kicking.
That was kind of like a good version of the Saturday morning version of Hey Hey It's Saturday.
Yes, the Saturday morning version of Hey Hey It's Saturday, which had, I had, you want to talk about an awkward moment? Not to bring it down a little bit, but remember when Michael Hutchence passed?
Mm-hmm.
Kylie Minogue was on Live and Kicking like that. Imagine trying to explain that to a bunch of children.
Wow.
Yeah, that's awkward in excelsis. Now, we have got another song coming up very shortly, of which I am going...
Not allowed to say the name?
Well, I'm going to call it... Actually, both of us are going to say... I'm going to describe it as the following. It's the band of women that were respectable counterparts to another seasoned person, and their song called Lady... Opposite of Jam. How's that?
Well, it's not the opposite, it's similar, but we know what you mean.
Similar. Joy 94.9.
Joy.
Turn it up. Here's another diva on Joy.
In fact, it's actually two divas. Now we've managed to have actually gotten through here without singing,
which is good for the listeners.
That's
I think.
Very good. Yes. So you don't get to hear my version of Under the Bridge.
Yes.
Or War of Nerves. Actually,
or my version of Stop. Instead, we heard the real version.
We heard the real version.
Thank you to everyone who SMS'd and emailed in.
The Fair Evaders and the Dabaren.
Yes.
I'm sure that the High Commission is certainly going to go out in there. Dennis and Dick are coming up next with A Touch of Pink.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to also thank Byron and Dylan with The Chappelle Show. Next week is the Time Warp.
Yes.
Now, the Time Warp is going to be very interesting because we're going to be going to the 1995 New York City Pier Dance. Mm. That's right. Brett, and myself are going to be on a rickety pier in 1995.
Mm, look out for that one.
Look out for that one. And I have to say, I'm going to just drop this out right now. My last show will be on the 6th of July. But that'll be my last show physically here. I'll try to be here in other forms or another, you know, because I'm corporeal like that.
Okay.
Yeah. And we've got songs. So I now declare that we have both won.
Yes.
So officially, Brett, you can say it.
Here are the Spice Girls. Never give up on the good times. Joy 94.9.
See you next week. Fair with Hikara Freeman. This is a podcast saying, play me one more time, please.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.